So hello, my name is Morgan Mangle. I'm Kyle Mangle's oldest daughter. And as Harlow said, I'm going to be talking a little bit about my testimony as well as this next journey that I'm going to begin this fall. So growing up, I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. I knew who he was through Sunday school and going to church every so often, but it wasn't regular, and Jesus wasn't really talked about in our household much. Freshman year of high school, my life took a turn, and my parents got a divorce. This was hard for me and my family as relationships were broken and torn apart, not just between my parents, but with me and my parents as well as my siblings. I felt we weren't as close anymore, and I felt alone and was mad at God for allowing this to happen to my family, because I always thought when I was younger, seeing parents split, that that wouldn't happen to me. But obviously God had different plans. Through this struggle, I did find a love for swimming, and it allowed me to want to swim in college, but not until my senior year did I take it serious and start looking for schools that had a swim team and wanted me there, as well as a church. And now I say a church because I felt this was my time to find Jesus on my own and make some changes, even though I wasn't sure what that would look like, but I knew Jesus could be an answer. I chose Augsburg as they wanted me to swim, and it had a church. I thought that'd be great. Well, once again, I was wrong, and everything I expected was nothing what had happened. I felt lost, and I was very homesick, and I didn't want to be at school, and I didn't feel Augsburg was for me, and I felt I wasn't in the right place, but everyone told me you needed to give it a year, which I'm glad I did, but in the moment, I still felt that I wasn't finding my place, that everyone around me, all they wanted to do was party, and I didn't want to be part of it. Also, swimming really took a toll on me. I felt I needed to perform perfectly, otherwise I wouldn't be liked, and that I needed a certain time, otherwise I wouldn't be good enough. College compared to high school was a huge change mentally and physically, and I wasn't prepared for it. But after a few months, I was talking with my uncle, Bill Hogue, and said he knew someone on staff with a campus ministry called Athletes in Action. Him and my aunt had supported financially and in prayer, and said that that ministry was going to Augsburg. So I was able to get in contact with her, and it was great. We talked for a few hours, probably about two, well, more like I talked. And she told me that Jesus loves me and that she would love it if I joined her discipleship group, which I did, and I was starting to feel I was finding my place, even though we only met for 1 hour once a week. But I was understanding also why I was at Augsburg. The summer after my freshman year, I attended a camp called Ultimate Training Camp, and this camp is just specific for student athletes and for athletes in action. Keep in mind, I still didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus. But this camp was something I knew I wanted to do, which is huge for me because, one, I was the only Augsburg student, and I didn't know anyone going there. And if you knew me freshman year, I was not one to get out of my comfort zone nor talk to people I didn't know. This camp from the very beginning was life-changing, and it felt like family. They loved me for who I was, and it didn't matter where I was at in my journey. They were just glad that I was there. A couple days in, I sat down with my discipleship leader, and we were talking, and she presented the gospel to me and told me how I could have a personal relationship with Jesus. I was nervous and scared, but slightly excited, as I knew in my heart this is what I wanted and needed to change. So I accepted Jesus into my life in that moment, and there was a huge relief lifted off my shoulders as I felt loved and Jesus surrounded me, and I knew that I was good enough and that I could do anything with him at my side. From that camp, I was able to apply what I learned to support my everyday life and to my sport. I was still learning, and not until my senior year did I really apply it. People ask me, well, what was your favorite season? And I tell them this last year. They look at me a little crazy because COVID hit and we didn't have much of a season, but it was my favorite because I was able to swim for a new reason, which was for God's glory, as he allowed me to be here and granted me the gift of swimming. So having that relationship with him and being part of AIA and attending UTC really allowed me to be thankful for each moment I had at practice, and I wasn't sure when it would be taken from me. It also allowed me to be okay when it was over, because now I get to be in a new journey that I feel God is calling me to. So this fall, I'll be joining staff with AIA, and I'll be interning with them for a year. I'm so excited as I feel I wasn't ready to say goodbye to the swim team in AIA. I felt there was still something I had to do and leave a legacy back other than my athletic background and my records, but that I helped people lead that I helped lead people to Christ and grow the involvement. Something else that really sparked me wanting to join staff with AIA is to be there for the freshmen coming in when they feel lost and they don't feel they fit in and are still trying to find their place. Because I'm sure there's going to be someone that are going to be in the shoes I was my freshman year. And I would love to show them that Jesus loves them unconditionally and that he can get them through all the difficult times. A way AIA are able to grow their ministry is through a model we use called Win, Build, Send. So we want to be able to win people to Christ. We want to build them up with their faith by them attending discipleship groups, UTC, the camp that I attended, and just allowing them to get into the Word and be surrounded by people who love Jesus, because I think community is key. Then we want to be able to send them out into the real world and let them be able to lead their own discipleship groups, whether it be at work or home or at their own church even. And this model works great. In this next slide, it shows the involvement over the years in AIA. In 2013, it showed 35 students being involved. And just this last year, there were 430. So just the involvement over the years, I'm super excited to be part of it and be part of the continued growth. But we aren't able to do this on our own, and we need to be able to create a team of people who are willing and able to support us financially and in prayer, because AIA has no central funds, and we depend on those who are willing to give to our ministry, so that way we can be funded and go after the Great Commission and reach student-athletes to Christ. So I am asking the Lord to provide abundantly for my needs and allow me to create a team of people who will reach my goal of being 100% funded by August 1st. Right now, I am about 55%. So if you like numbers, it's about 15 people to be able to give $100 a month, and I'll be 100% funded, and I can start getting on campus and reach student athletes to Christ. So if any of that sparked any of your interest, or you want to learn more, as this was just a small snippet, or you want to be able to know how to give, I'll be at the door at the end of the service, and we can talk more. If you can't talk now, I would love to set up a time to talk more. So thank you for considering supporting me and allowing me to come up here and share.
All right.